Tracy, and I am really trying to learn how to become a survivor of being in a narcissist and sociopath abuse. 55 years, and I have learned more in the last month about my life than I ever have. I've learned a lot about the people in my life and the people that I've chosen to be there. Men mostly, but I think more about family is coming to mind as I dig deeper into learning about narcissists and sociopaths. I'm not a doctor. I am a very loving, kind, sweet, wonderful codependent. It's also not a word I knew ever before. But what I want to start doing is making a series of videos, usually at night, because I work like a crazy girl all day long. And I would really like to help somebody else by teaching you a little bit about my story and my story with a narcissist or two. Tonight's red flag that we're going to talk about is the first in my series, and it is, can you see it? Narcissist red flag number one, and that's called love bombing. And love bombing means that when this person meets you, they absolutely adore you. They can't get enough of you. There's, you know, texts every 5 minutes. There's calls. There's seeing you. There's never leaving. There's just this amazing sense of getting to know you, getting to really understand everything about you and empathizing with everything in your life, loving you, bringing you flowers. And I'm going to tell you about two men in my series here. Two men, and we'll probably dig into family as well when it applies, but we're going to talk about, what should we call them? We're going to call them 2X. And 2X came to me. I was working with him and I was going through a divorce. I was probably at that point at the lowest point of my life. I had made the decision to leave my first husband and my son's father because we weren't right together. And I really didn't think that my son should learn that that was what love is about. And I thought I could teach him enough about love, even by myself, then have him learn the wrong thing about love. So I was going through a divorce, and it wasn't easy. It was a very difficult divorce, financially and just emotionally. But I knew it was right. I knew I had to do it to preserve myself. And that is exactly when I met my 2X, which would be my second husband. He was charming, beyond charm. I mean, people called him Prince Charming. And with Prince Charming comes a castle. And with a castle comes castle turrets on the top of their house. And outrageous vacations and an outrageous amount of gifts. We would go shopping, and for a year and a half, I wouldn't even let him buy me dinner. I felt so guilty because he was very wealthy, and I didn't want him to think that I was after him for his wealth as other people had been. So I really wanted to just make sure that the money and the things were not part of it. And I didn't take anything. I would pay my own way, and he hated that. But it was me, and I believed in it. He also wouldn't sleep with me until I was completely 100% divorced. It was all very fast, though. He was living at his mommy and daddy's castle when I met him. And because of me, he moved into his first apartment. And of course, I organized all the shelves, and I put away things, and I took him shopping, and we got dishes, and we started to nest within a month and a half. I think going through the divorce certainly pushed us into more time together than I would have ever had. But as a condition of my divorce, I was told by the judge that I had to be out of my own home for two nights a week, as well as one ex. We both had to be out of the house, and then we had to coexist for the other 3 days, or he would order something. And at that point, we couldn't afford to be separated. We didn't have the money to get to places to live, and so it was quite ugly. And I ended up, being swooned by 2X, and 2X would not just buy me one pair of black shoes. He would go and he would buy me 10. He started taking me to a store in Connecticut that was very much like a pretty woman store. Two bags, people dressing you, bringing you things into the dressing room. And his family welcomed me with open arms. They were instantly, "You're our family, you're our family." And they welcomed my son into their life as well. And that's all I ever wanted, was a family and people to run in and, I guess, rescue us. Just be there. Don't save for college. We've got it. We've got so much money. We have ashtrays that cost more than that. Those were the things that I would be told, because now I know that that's called mirroring, and they're telling you what you want to hear, but I didn't know that then. I truly believed it. So red flag number one, I jumped to another one. It's love bombing, and that amazing gifts, those things that he would do to make me happy, to do things that I wanted to do, to come to my soccer games and baseball games and do what I needed to get done. He was love bombing me. He was showing me he could be a father. He could be perfect. Everything would be great. We entertained, we cooked, we had so much fun together. And again, everybody thought Prince Charming right there. That's my story of 2X's love bombing. 3X, who I was not married to. I hope I might tell more about him later, but this is still just too emotional at this point. 3X had also just been through a divorce. I was through my second divorce, and my second divorce was said by the judge that it was the most tortured divorce that had ever come across the bench in our town. He moved me across the country away from my friends and family, which is also a narcissist red flag. Didn't know that. Anyway, 2X, gone. Let's go to 3X. 3X, I really want to use their names. I just don't know if it's legal. I'll find out, and then we'll be able to identify these son of a bitches so that maybe you can also not be fooled. There's so many out there, and they look for people like me. They look for codependents. They look for people that are really good-hearted. People that will do anything for them, love them, do everything for them. I did everything for these last two men. And 3X used me. And in the beginning, his love bombing was intimacy. His love bombing was being there for me, was supporting me in a nurturing way. After my second divorce, I didn't feel beautiful. I didn't feel that anyone would ever love me again. So he swooped in, and he had a key to my apartment in less than 2 weeks. It's really weird to me now. I never had a key to his in 2.5 years, but he had my key, and he took advantage of me. Borrowed money, did all kinds of bad things, but he love bombed me in the beginning. Trails of cupcakes and cute things that he would do. He did everything he wanted to really make me feel safe and comfortable. So my lesson is true stories about love bombing, and I hope this video helps somebody. Be careful. If it comes too fast, it's probably not good. I will survive by educating myself.